What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. It's Wednesday, October 25th, 2017, hump day, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on Friday, and whatever is due in store for us, obviously coming up on the weekend before Halloween. So if you haven't gotten all your little treats ready for the extortionists who are going to come around to your homes in costume next week, you need to get that put together as well here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is on our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. And this is definitely a very interesting time in our history right now, where we are just seeing all these scandals break loose, and seeing all these scandals break loose, and it's starting to come apart here. You've got the Uranium One scandal. I mean, that's been around since 2015. It's finally getting traction in the corporate media and in the public eye, and Congress is taking action. You have the Trump dossier, the Golden Shower dossier. That's falling apart. It's now come on out that that was all bought and paid for by the Hillary campaign. You've got the elite pedophile scandal, which is currently still focused on Hollywood, but is starting to spread outward into Jeff Epstein and his network of pedophile connections, including former President Bill Clinton. And at this point, I can almost imagine the elites are ready to stage some kind of a false flag to just try and get out of this mess, because it's all closing in on them and they're not able to contain this anymore. Now, as you reported yesterday, the story broke that this Trump dirty dossier was paid for by Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign and the Democratic National Committee. And they helped fund this infamous dossier alleging illicit ties between Donald Trump and Russia and claiming that Russia had videotape of Donald Trump engaged in all kinds of nasty behavior with two hookers in a Moscow hotel room, which would have left the then president-elect at risk of blackmail. And the dossier also claimed Trump colluded with the Kremlin to swing the election in his favor. Now, a law firm representing the Clinton campaign and the DNC hired Fusion GPS, who in turn hired Christopher Steele, a former British intelligence officer known for his Russia expertise, to compile the dossier. And the deal is said to have started in spring of last year and lasted right up to Election Day. Now, prior to the Hillary and DNC takeover of this campaign, it was rumored there was an unnamed Republican, an anti-Trump Republican, who had actually initiated the whole thing. And suspicion is beginning to fall on John McCain, who admitted he was the one that took this file full of fake news to the FBI, which in turn spread it throughout the government. And, of course, now the question is being asked, were all these warrants, these FISA warrants against Donald Trump and his staff, were they collected on the basis of fraudulent information, which would render them illegal? So this thing is just spinning wildly out of control. We've had a year of Hillary Clinton's lies about the Golden Shower dossier, and apparently Hillary's lawyer is now under fire, because when he was interviewed in the New York Times, this lawyer, Mark Elias, vigorously denied any involvement in this. And unfortunately, the paper trail has come on out saying, yeah, it was him. Clinton lawyer Mark Elias arranged for the campaign and the Democratic Party to pay this dirt digging firm to produce the dossier. So more lies, more cover up, more deception. And remember what Richard Nixon said, it's not the crime that gets you. It's not the crime that gets you. It is that cover-up. And that seems to be what is happening right now. All righty. Now, getting on to this, away from the dossier and back to the Russian investigation in general, it appears that everything the Democrats were trying to accuse Trump and the GOP of doing is what they themselves were doing. We know that Hillary, because of the Uranium One deal, was open to blackmail by the Russians. And it may have already happened, because remember, the FBI arrested 10 Russian spies inside the United States government. And Hillary worked very hard to get them quickly shipped back to Moscow. So obviously there was some collusion going on there to protect Russia. They're accusing Donald Trump of collusion with Russia. It was the Clintons who were colluding with Russia over the Uranium One deal. It's projection. They're looking at all the crimes they did and said, well, we're going to accuse Donald Trump of it. We're going to put the focus on him and all will be well. No, didn't quite work out that way, did it? And you see, all these people engaged in all of this nefarious behavior in the absolute sure and certain belief that Hillary Clinton was going to steal that White House last November. And they would all be safe from any kind of investigations because there'd be a president who would make sure that there were no investigations. Now, there's still a lot of very highly placed people in government who want these investigations to go nowhere because, as it turns out, it looks like a lot of people were getting a little piece of the action of this Uranium One deal. Not just Hillary Clinton. The vigorish was being spread out all over the place here. And a lot of those people who were part and parcel of that Uranium One deal are now in positions of control. They're in positions of investigation. They should be removed. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. So Congress is out there announcing new investigations. Chris Farrell is out there saying congressional hearings won't be enough for the uranium investigation. We're talking high crimes and misdemeanors here. We're talking about treason. If you look at the very hostile attitude taken by the U.S. government toward Russia, then the sale of 20% of America's uranium into Russian control really does amount to an act of treason. Now, it wasn't just the Rosatom people who were pouring the money into the Clinton Foundation. We now know that the executives at the Uranium One company itself, the Canadian firm, they were pouring money into the Clinton Foundation to make this deal go through. The uranium executives gave $31.3 million to the Clinton Foundation. A Russian bank paid $500,000 to Bill Clinton for a speech. The money's just pouring all over, and Hillary and her defenders are out there saying, well, it looks bad, but really, the Uranium One deal was in our national interest, and they just gave us the money because we're really sweet and wonderful people. That's basically it. Now, this still unnamed FBI informant has emails and video evidence of the Russian efforts to win the favor of the Clintons in the Uranium One deal. They had this evidence all the way back in 2009. Now, according to Senator Charles Grassley, this FBI confidential informant holds all this information about the handling of a criminal probe linked to that controversial deal, Uranium One, that ceded ownership of 20% of your U.S. uranium assets to the Russian government. Now, despite this ongoing criminal investigation into officials working for subsidiaries of Rosatom, the Russian government entity seeking to acquire ownership of U.S. uranium, the Obama administration approved the deal. The Justice Department has reportedly threatened to prosecute the informant if he discloses details of his involvement in the investigation. So what's going on here? Why is our current Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, still blocking this informant? Well, it may be because he himself was a key figure in this Uranium One deal. Now, it may be that Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russian investigation originally because of campaign conflicts. But it may be because he thought it would insulate him from having to divulge what he knew about Uranium One and the people who at the very least knew about the deal, some who approved the deal, including past and present members of the FBI, the Department of Justice, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team. Jeff Sessions appears to be part of the Uranium One cover-up. And if he is, he needs to step down, and we need an attorney general who's going to go ahead with prosecutions that need to happen. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Jeff in Toronto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine.
I just want to thank you for taking my call. And I think a lot of people initially when President Trump was inaugurated were a little bit confused as to why he was placing certain people in certain positions. in his cabinet into the White House, and I think he was kind of manipulated a lot. So I think now that we're seeing, like, by the way, just mentioned, like, Jeff Sessions and whatnot, are looked upon as maybe being, you know, touched by this scandal. And my mother talked about it all the time when I was growing up about what happened to President Nixon. This is about 1,000 times worse.
And this is the worst scandal in American history.
This makes Richard Nixon look like a choir boy. It really does. And
yes,
I'm not disparaging President Nixon or his family or anything like that. But back in the 70s, that was a thing. But now there's so much crookedness all around the world that I think that the public is just, you know, there we go again. Like, it's just a cesspool again, or Donald Trump said the swamp.
Yeah, it's the swamp.
I was watching Tucker Carlson's show the other day, and he had Sebastian Gorka on, and he was a very highly intelligent man, much like yourself, who really articulated the point drastically. Like, it was just when you're guilty of something yourself, you throw it on your opponent, and that's what Hillary did, and nothing stuck. And I'm pretty sure after Donald got elected, she must have took some counsel, saying, oh, my God, we're just going to keep throwing this at the fan until it sticks, or let's just hope it does. I'm not sure it goes through her mind, because I don't like to think about what goes through Hillary's mind. But Donald is, I think, a much more sober person, and he just likes to let things play out. And I think the day is going to come quite soon where the dominoes are going to fall. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a very, very tense situation here, because we're talking about a large number of very powerful people within the government who are caught up in this corruption, and it's all linked into that Clinton Foundation, which in turn links to a lot of other corruptions, including that CIA-sanctioned gun and drug running all the way back to 1980s Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. So there's a lot of people, including the CIA itself, who are right now scared of any further investigations. And that is enough arrayed power to represent a threat directly to the president.
Well,
I mean, remember when Sis...
Donald Trump.
Hang
people
on a second.
Dying from Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. You remember when Sicily was trying to free itself from the mafia corruption had gotten so bad? I mean, basically the mafia were the government, and those few members of the government who weren't caught up in the mafia started to fight back, and it wound up with prosecutors literally being gunned down in the middle of the street in broad daylight. We could see the same thing start to happen here, because that narcocracy has a lot of money and a lot of power. They have a great fear of going away to prison for a very, very long time. And so if anybody's monitoring this show on behalf of Donald Trump, and I'm pretty sure that they are, you tell that Secret Service. They better snap, too. Drink a lot of coffee. It's private detail as well. Right now, there are a lot of people who are thinking that all of these problems are going to go away, you know, if Trump is no longer in the White House. And it may not be a direct assassination attempt. We know that next month on November 4th, supposedly Antifa is going to have their civil war to try and drive Trump out of the White House and Pence out of the White House. And oddly enough, it coincides with another one of these drills that simulate the failure of the U.S. electrical grid. So everybody's kind of a little nervous about that.
Like, no one thinks about what's going to happen if they try to remove President Trump from office. You know, it's called I mentioned President Nixon earlier. There is a silent majority. Those people just, like, they pay their taxes, they go to work every day, they work, they're too tired to complain sometimes. But if they do something like that against the president of the United States, Donald Trump, I don't think the establishment is prepared for what's going to happen. I really don't. Like, Jeff the Flake, senator from Arizona, who just kind of reiterates that, the reason why he resigned is because everyone's going to not vote for him, and people prefer.
Yeah, he was already looking like a loser in the polls going into next year.
He is a loser, and so is John McCain, and so is Lindsey Graham, and all these other fake Republican conservatives who think that they understand the American public, but the American public voted for President Trump because he was different, and they want change, like real substantive conservative values to reappear in America. And every person who ostensibly said to the public, or was an elected official in very high power offices, that they're going to do this, have been boiled down to being a total phony. And that is why President Trump is getting more support. And of course, the mainstream is not going to report it because people happen to like the president. And they realize that this fake thing about these Russian hacks and all this stuff about President Trump is fake. And it's a nuclear missile going the other way. Hillary Clinton is the problem. Or the Clinton Foundation is the problem. The Democrats are the problem. They're throwing coal into the fire of phoniness to blow up this thing, which is fake. And they think that the American public is so stupid that they're not going to understand that this is a total whitewash. And the American public is not stupid. And they can see the forest for the trees, and they can understand that this is totally fake. And they're not just can understand it's fake. They're getting mad. And if they try, I'm telling you right now, Mike, remove the President of the United States, Donald Trump, it's going to light up.
I fear that you might be so correct, removed. But again, you know, all they have to do is just start, you know, murdering troublemakers at random and basically run the nation through a campaign of fear and terror, which we've seen happen to other nations that fall under the influence of the drug lords. I mean, all across South America, you see the same thing. You have to applaud the people.
One of these witnesses.
Hey, Jeff, can I make comment without you cutting me off?
I'm sorry.
Okay. We can applaud the people in Colombia. We can applaud the people in Colombia, where they all knew that the drug corruption had taken over their entire government, and they had the courage to stand up and put their president on trial for being involved with the drug lords. Now, unfortunately, he was acquitted, but at least they had the courage to try. The question we have before the board now is, are the American people sharing in that same courage? Are we ready to start confronting a government which is itself the biggest purveyor of illegal drugs in our society, along with a bunch of other crimes and corruptions that are going on? And the problem with just saying it's a Democratic issue and the Democratic self-destruct, no, it isn't. Both parties are neck deep in this. We've been getting reports from this anonymous FBI blogger saying that everybody inside the Beltway on both sides of the aisle, they're involved with that Clinton Foundation up to their necks. They're using it for tax avoidance and a slush fund. They're all dirty with it. And as we keep discovering all these connections between James Comey and HSBC and Loretta Lynch and HSBC and HSBC and drug money laundering, we begin to realize it really is a case of almost everybody inside Washington, D.C. being compromised by the narcocracy. And we know how drug lords react when they're threatened. We've seen it, again, all across South America. So this could really explode into a very ugly situation.
I just think that when you arise to the position of being the president of the United States, such as Donald Trump is, and I think that's why people are a little bit curious or baffled as to why he's waiting so long for, like, the attack, because Donald Trump is not stupid. Sometimes he says things that maybe I would not choose to say in certain situations, but he speaks from the heart, and I think that's why he got elected president. And everything that he just adumbrated earlier, completely right, 100%. I wouldn't disagree with one word that you just said. The swamp is thick, and it's on both sides. And it's on both wings of the eagle in the United States. The corruption
is
paid for by everyone. And I criticized Jeff Flake earlier. He's going out blaming President Trump while he had the lowest approval rating of anyone.
Hey, Jeff, we're gonna have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Hey, Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right back to the phones here. Kathleen in Paris, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind today? Kathleen?
Oh, hi. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, there's a few seconds delay there, and I keep trying to get it just right when I turn down my volume on the thing.
Okay.
So, yes, I'm. I guess I'm like you and that last guy. I'm just holding my breath, waiting for the next false flag, and how are they going to top Las Vegas and Mandalay Bay?
Well, especially since they cratered that one. Nobody's buying that official story. I mean, they're desperate enough to set off a nuclear bomb and just say it was North Korea, the war is on. And, you know, but that deep state, the problem with trying to deal with this particular cancerous tumor is it has metastasized across virtually the entire government. And what we're seeing brought to the surface with this Uranium One deal is how many people are dirty with it. Who are still in positions of power and influence, and how almost impossible it is for Trump to start getting rid of them, because he'll fire one person who's very clearly compromised, and he looks around, and everybody that's in front of him as a potential job replacement, they're all just as compromised. They really are all dirty. The entire town of Washington, D.C. has been corrupted. by all this money coming out of the Clinton Foundation, the CIA's drug running and kickbacks for war. It really is. It's a criminal government.
Yeah. And like, you know, who's going to do it? We're saying you're not prosecuting. Well, Sessions is compromised and it's down to Trump has to take the authority to do it.
Well, Trump can't directly do it because of the way the executive branch is organized, but he needs to get an attorney general in there who's going to do the job, and Sessions is clearly not it. Apparently, over on Alex Jones' show, Roger Stone just said Jeff Sessions is a deep state sellout, and he's working as hard as he can to keep the Clinton server emails from being released, and they're already saying it's going to be 2020 before they're going to be out. And it's pretty much obvious Sessions is just like his predecessor, Loretta Lynch, completely corrupted. And the same thing with the current head of the FBI. None of them are doing anything about these crimes. They are just as openly protective of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation as their predecessors. And it's not because they like her. It's because they realize the scale of this scandal could delegitimize and discredit the entire government and bring it crashing down the way the Soviet Union did. And they all want to keep their high-paying jobs with all the perks and all the pleasures and the hot and cold running congressional interns that they can fondle. And so even Hillary's worst enemies are working to protect these scandals and try and pat them down. But I think they've got too much on their hand there between the dossier revelations. Hillary bought and paid for all of that nonsense and was lied about that part of it. Then you've got the fact that there never was any provable connection between Trump and Russia, and now you have the Uranium One deal showing that the real Russia collusion deal was with the Clintons, not with Trump at all. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, Hillary Clinton was just taking the crime she had committed and accusing Donald Trump of those same crimes. Psychiatrists call it projection. And yeah. In a more down-to-earth example, you'll see where there's a couple where, husband and wife, and one of them is fooling around, and the first thing they do is they accuse the other spouse, I think you're fooling around on me, as a way of, putting them on the defense.
I know that pretty well.
Oh, okay, well.
Yeah, but, it's like nobody's watching the kindergarten. Congressmen didn't even know that we got a war going on in Africa.
No, they didn't. I mean, Congress has abandoned its constitutional responsibility to oversee the wars. There are not supposed to be any wars for a prolonged period without a congressional declaration of war.
You said that the best way to tell if there's tyrant is to make them act like one. But now that the deep state has come out of the shadows and just said, we can do Las Vegas, and what you gonna do about it?
What they said. They said, Kathleen, stay on the line. I'm gonna come back to you after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking with Kathleen in Paris. And Kathleen, I disagree with the idea that the deep state wanted to come out into the light and say, ta-da, here we are. What are you going to do about it? The deep state narcocracy, they're like vampires. Too much light, and they will start dissolving away. We, the independent media, are dragging them out of their slimy little pits and putting them on public display. And the shooting at the Mandalay Bay was a very crudely staged false flag, like we saw at Sandy Hook or Columbine or whatever, to try and push a disarmament agenda. And they botched this one very, very badly. And part of the reason they botched it is they came out with this absolute conviction that the American people will just swallow any ridiculous story given to them by the corporate media, because, hey, that certainly worked with John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy and Martin Luther King. But it doesn't work that way anymore. And the people who are planning these things, they're a little slow on the uptake. They don't realize how dramatically the mindset of the American people has changed over the last decade. Their Americans are skeptical. They refuse to be naive. They're resistant to being fooled. They don't want to be made fools of in the eyes of the world. And so they are looking at the inconsistencies in the official story. And then everything that's done in a panic reaction to try and hide the inconsistencies only makes things look a lot worse. I mean, now the official story is back to how this security guard, Jesus Campos, I think, was now shot after the massacre began instead of in front. So the story keeps changing, trying to deal with all of the different inconsistencies that are coming out. And it's just reached the point where everybody is just throwing up their hands and say, this isn't even worth paying attention to anymore. We know it's a false flag op. Okay, let's move on. We have other false flag ops that we need to be paying attention to.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's a false flag, so no need to dig for the details of who really did it, I guess.
We can take a real guess at it, but you know the thing is, one of the things the government loves is when some cover up isn't really working. Is they try and trick everybody into arguing constantly over the fine details in order to waste all of our time and keep us distracted from other things that are going on. We're not going to fall for that anymore. An event happens, you know, we get out our big rubber stamp. Boom, obvious false flag. Let's move on and look at the other things that are going on.
Yeah, like Africa.
Yes.
And my suggestion for the media went from mass media to corporate media. So maybe we should just start calling it the state media.
We could definitely do that, the state-run media. I mean, that's pretty obvious at this point. What we really did is we went from the idea of the mainstream media to corporate media because they arrogated the name mainstream to sort of sell this idea that they speak for the majority of Americans, and they don't.
Yeah.
They really haven't for a long time. They speak for the corporations and they speak for the government. So the mainstream is now here on the Internet and the independent media. This is where real Americans are having these discussions about what the heck is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, and a lot's going on over in Africa, Somalia.
Yeah, well, we're going to get into that a little later in the show. I need to let you go, Kathleen, because
okay.
We've got a bunch of calls waiting their turn here. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to switch to Steve in Massachusetts. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I want to talk to you about Trump and everything that's been going on as far as Hillary and her allegations are finally coming out. If you remember a couple weeks ago, Trump came out with a statement saying this is the calm before the storm. And everyone's asking him, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? I think this is exactly what he means by that. All of a sudden, you see all these allegations coming to not only the... Well, it's been going on for the internet media for a while, but now it's starting to go into the mainstream. And I think you see Hillary starting to get taken down. And if that happens, you're going to see a lot of other players going to go down with her. And I think that's what
yes.
he meant.
And well,
if you want to go even deeper, I think right after he made that statement as well, Harvey Weinstein went down as well. Now, you may not see the connection, but I think this has been going on in Hollywood for decades and decades and decades. And one way to take down the deep state is to take them down by the pedophilia that's been going on. It's been going on in politics. It's been going on in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you start taking them down, first with the allegations of... abuse on women, then let it trickle down to the pedophilia. Because you notice Corey Feldman came out with this a while back, and nothing was done.
Yes.
And,
no,
I think
it's entirely possible that Harvey Weinstein was thrown under the bus as a last desperate gasp to try and prevent the Uranium One story from gaining any more traction. Once Fox News started carrying it, they were going to have to deal with it. And as we reported on yesterday, WikiLeaks released one of John Podesta's emails from 2015 saying, this is out there now, and we've got to deal with it. So they knew this was a huge scandal all the way back in 2015. Except for Hillary Clinton, who's still out there saying, oh, it's baloney, it's baloney, it's baloney, it's politically motivated, pay no attention, let's go get Trump.
And, yeah, and I remember it was only a couple months ago, people were complaining that Trump was on the defensive and he needs to do something. I think this is what he's doing. I mean, call me an optimist, but it just seems like too coincidental that ever since he made that statement that you see a lot of things happening now. Plus, you get the JFK files.
I disagree. If Trump were on the offensive, he would replace Sessions and he would fire Robert Mueller. They're clearly compromised. He needs to get some people in there who know how to do the job of prosecuting a case who are not hooked in with this narcocracy. And he's probably going to have to go outside the beltway to find them. You know, get Larry Klayman in there, for goodness sake here.
But you know how the media is. You know how they'll spin things. It's like, oh, he's a madman. He's firing people left and right. He has to do it.
Nobody's paying attention to the corporate media anymore. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but that's true. But they're still going to try to spin it. And there are some people who do listen.
Who cares? Who cares? The corporate media can say whatever they want now. Hardly anybody is paying attention to them anymore.
Yeah, and
they're faking their readership numbers with clickbots to fool their advertisers. The corporate media has made itself irrelevant with lie after lie after lie after lie. The real mainstream is right here. And Donald Trump, he needs to take off the gloves and he needs to put on those brass knuckles, or in his case, gold knuckles.
Now, that would be a huge thing if we can take out the deep state's mouthpiece, which is the media. If we can do that, I mean, that's huge. So, and it's happening.
We've already done it.
Yeah,
we've already
it is
done
happening.
It. We've already undermined their audience. Their audience numbers are absolutely terrible. Polls show the American people don't trust the corporate media. I think it's something like only 10% of America still thinks the corporate media is being straight with them. And the corporate media and the government have got massive, massive credibility problems of their own creation, and it's coming back to haunt them now.
Well, that's a sign of good things that are happening then. I mean,
I think so.
What we're seeing now plus what happened to the media, I think is a positive step in the right direction. And I hope it keeps going forward and in full force.
Well, we're going to have to push it, because
exactly.
The other side, the deep state, the corporate media, they're pushing back as hard as they can. And so you can't just sit back and on your couch and watch it happen. Everybody needs to get decisively engaged in moving these stories forward. The Trump dossier revelations, the Uranium One deal. All of this stuff, you need to keep pushing it forward. All of you Rivero's Rangers, you need to stay on top of this. Steve, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over here now to James in Atlanta. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I wanted to ask you about Bergdahl. If Trump hadn't been elected, do you think he still would have been prosecuted? Or can you kind of go back over and explain that whole story for people that may not know everything about what's involved?
Well, why don't you give us the quick overview?
Mike, I'm not 100% familiar. I think he's charged with desert, and maybe some guys got killed looking for him. But
yes.
I was just wondering why it seemed like it was a couple of years back when he was brought back home, why this is being done now, or why they waited, or... That was my point, was that if Trump hadn't gotten elected, is it possible that he might not have ever been charged?
I think he would have, because basically the story is, at first it was, he was a captive of the enemy, hero, hero, hero. Then they found out the only reason he was captured was he had deserted his team. And so it quickly switched around on him. And they charged him with desertion, and I think he would have been hit with that charge regardless of who was in the Oval Office.
But it's been some time since he has come back, hasn't it? Been a couple of years?
I forget exactly how long. It's been a while, yes. Yep.
They were talking about during the election. That's just kind of what, remember, Trump brought that up a couple of times during the election, I was just curious about that, Mike. Thanks, and I hope you have a great show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now open again. Getting on back to politics, here's something that has a lot of people scratching their heads. And this goes back to what I was saying about how there's this threat of an Antifa civil war on November 4th. Personally, I think it's going to fizzle. But what their stated intention is to have nationwide riots that will force Donald Trump and Mike Pence out of the White House. And apparently it overlaps with a national drill simulating a solar-caused collapse of the power grid. Always makes people nervous when they have these drills at the same time. So what is Hillary Clinton thinking? Because as it turns out, Hillary Clinton's campaign is still paying their top aides after the election is over. Normally, when you run a campaign, when the campaign is over, win or lose, you let your people go. Not Hillary Clinton. She's been paying out top aides in total in excess of $300,000 since last November. And that does not include amounts being paid to close Clinton aides from Clinton campaign-supported PACs and a resistance PAC, which received a transfer of $800,000 from the Clinton campaign mid-2017. Still a lot of money floating around in there. Now, Clinton's confidant, Huma Abedin, served as vice chair of Clinton's campaign from mid-November 2016 through July 2017. She has received $67,000. Now, Hillary's out there saying she's not going to run for president, but she certainly acts like she's still trying to stay in the public eye with her book tour and all these celebrity shows going on. Is she actually still thinking that there is some way that she can get Trump and Pence out of the Oval Office and her inside? She's got the backing of the narcocracy. They don't want anybody in that Oval Office who might want to look too closely at what's been going on over at places like HSBC and the Department of State or anywhere. Apparently, remember there was another big stink that while Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, she shut down a pedophile investigation at the State Department. And apparently, NBC has obtained documents relating to the investigation. State Department personnel, at least one ambassador who routinely would evade his protective security detail in order to solicit sexual favors from prostitutes and minor children. And Hillary put the quash on that. It really is rotted all the way through beginning to end. Boy, the phone lines are loading up here again. Somebody did an interesting statistical analysis. This was over at governmentslaves.info and found out that if you are friends of the Clintons, you are five times more likely to commit suicide, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. Let's go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to talk about the Petro lawn, but first, you know, Bird Dahl, he might have been like a CIA advisor. You know, we don't know what this guy, who this guy really is, you know? Like, I mean, so people got to keep that in mind. He might have not been a deserter. He could have been swapped with another, you know, moderate rebel terror group. You know what I mean? So there's a lot we don't know about this guy, you know, like Paddock. You know, I mean, so people got to keep an open mind about that. You know, just because he deserted doesn't mean he's not part of a training group or something, you know.
Well, I agree. We don't know. We really don't know. The issue here, though, is Occam's razor. I'm a firm believer. You look for the simplest explanation that fits all the facts, and generally you're going to have the correct one. And I note that there are a lot of people who will look at the available facts and they'll spin these very intricate, complicated theories that spread on out into the stratosphere, and they try and link it with HARP and chemtrails and all the rest of it. No, keep it simple. The simpler your theory, the more likely it is to be the correct one.
And, Mike, moving on now, the Petro Juan. I know the first contracts come up in 2 months. They start. Mike, it's going to be an interesting 2018, would you say?
I would say it's going to be a very interesting 2018. China is launching the Petro Yuan, direct competition for the U.S. petrodollar. And again, it is a hammer blow on the hegemonic domination of the U.S. Federal Reserve note. I can't imagine that Wall Street or Washington, D.C. are going to take this very, very lightly. There may be repercussions. There may be a trade war, which unfortunately they have a bad habit of turning into a real war. But we will see what happens.
Yeah, because, Mike, if for every contract that gets done, that's basically a contract that's not going toward the U.S. for the petrodollar. So the more contracts
exactly
they get,
right.
Every country is going to look and say, hey, you know, U.S. dollars is backed by nothing. It's a bunch of, you know, confetti. And the petro yuan's, it's backed by gold, but you don't have to, you can either take the yuan, buy Chinese-made products, or you can take the gold and from the Shanghai Gold Exchange, or you can, the swap, right? They have a swap also, so you don't have to actually take the gold. You can use that and bet for, bet for the price amount, right? I believe. I forgot what they call that. But there's three different steps you can choose, so you're not stuck with one thing like the petrodollar. You know, they have a choice, you know, and that's a great thing.
Stay on the line. I'm going to come back to you after the commercials. I want to respond to that.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our boss.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And there's a fundamental reason why people are turning away from the U.S. dollar, petrodollar, toward the Russian ruble or the Chinese yuan or the petro yuan. And it's far more fundamental than what the currencies are backed with or what deals or credit default swaps may be offered in parallel with these contracts. It has to do with the fact that if you take a yuan or a ruble in trade, you can go back to Russia and China and you can actually buy things with it that you're going to want to buy. In the case of Russia, GMO-free agriculture. In the case of China, they are a manufacturing powerhouse. If you take a U.S. dollar in trade and you bring it to the U.S., what are you going to get for it? Our manufacturing has declined over the last three decades, and nobody wants our GMO agriculture. And so that is a major factor in deciding what currency that you want to use to do your trading in is ultimately what can you get for that currency. Not what it's backed by, but what can you get for it that you need for your economy. And the world was forced to use the U.S. dollar because of the Bretton Woods Agreement. And now they're turning away from it. And that's why the U.S. is in a panic to start all these wars all over the place, because without that Bretton Woods Agreement, without the rest of the world using U.S. dollars for global trade and banking, there's nothing else holding up our economy.
Yeah, and Mike, I think that was the futures market, the third step, if they wanted to put it into the futures market, I believe. Hey, Mike, people don't realize when you, if you get petrodollars, like for oil for petro, basically you got to convert those dollars back into the currency of yours, right? Like if you wanted to bring it back. So basically you're getting less back, right?
Because absolutely.
The U.S. dollar might, the U.S. dollar's worth more. So that's the scam. That's the scam.
Well, so, plus whoever's doing the conversion gets a piece of the action.
Yep, there's a middleman involved. There's two middlemen involved. So basically, they're skipping the middleman. So it's just going to be direct trade. It's like basically bartering. That's the best thing to do is bartering. And if the U.S. don't like bartering, I mean, who is the U.S. or Britain to say I can't trade with you or you trade with me? That's none of their business. But all right, thanks, Mike.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point of government exerting control, is saying, yes, we will tell you who you're going to do business with. You will not do business with Iran. You will do business with Israel. And again, I'm in agreement with you for people engaged in any kind of personal commerce. They should be able to do business with whoever they want in whatever currency, whatever medium of exchange they want. And when you look at the front of that pretty printed piece of paper that passes for money here in the country, and it says right on the front, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. The word that is missing is only. This is not the only legal tender for all debts, public and private. Whatever two people agreed to trade, rocks, bitcoins, that's commerce. We'll be right back after station identification.
Worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future.
Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.